Governor John Bel Edwards says he wants to raise Louisiana's minimum wage to $8.50 an hour after other southern states raised theirs. And we've had this debate every now and then when it comes up. What do you think? Give me a call, 260-1870. Should Louisiana raise the minimum wage from $7.25 to $8.50? And if you own or run a business, could you afford it? And if you make minimum wage, is it really going to make that much of a difference? Our friend Walter Dub Lane joins us, an associate professor of economics and finance at my alma mater, UNO. Good morning, Dub.
Hey, good morning, Tommy. Good to be with you.
Thank you, sir. When I say that, would you prefer I did not graduate from UNO or not?
No. We're very proud to have you.
Okay.
As an alumnus.
Thank you, sir. Tell me about the whole minimum wage situation, I guess. Well, you and I have had the discussion so many times. What about this Southern average thing?
Well, again, I think it is important that if we're out of line with especially neighboring states, then that puts us at a competitive disadvantage in our businesses competing with other people. So kind of being in line with other people, independent of your of the other issues about that, is an important issue.
Walter, let me interrupt you for 1 second, if I may, because we have a little breaking news here that John Kennedy has announced that he is not running for governor.
Whoa, that's a surprise.
It is a surprise. And that's from NOLA.com reported that, and I believe John Kennedy himself released that. So go ahead, Walter. I'm sorry to interrupt you in the middle of that.
No, that's important news. I know there's another, that means there's a number of other people who are going to get ready to throw their hat in the ring, I think. They
I
were waiting for him.
Yeah, they were hat in hand.
Yes.
Not just for donations.
Right.
So anyway, Southern states.
So the first issue was about being in competition with other, especially nearby states. If you're out of line, if we were to jack ours way up, then our business would be at a competitive disadvantage. The second issue is about just raising it in general. And as I think made a point before, is that when you raise the minimum wage, again, the people who get the raise are benefited. Now, is a buck or so enough to make a real big difference? I don't know. Anything helps. But then, of course, the people that are hurt by a raise in the minimum wage are really the people who won't get jobs because of the higher wage. It is clear that anytime you raise the price, that people will buy fewer of them, and the employers will employ fewer people. And, of course, the rest of us who will pay a few extra pennies on hamburgers and hotel rooms to pay that extra raise. But, in general, the other point I like to make is to remember that when I was first entering the workforce, and those are the ones that are hurt the most by our minimum wage, both helped and hurt most, are the ones that get that minimum wage and the ones that lose their jobs because it's too high. The minimum wage at the time I was entering the workforce, if you adjusted it for inflation, would be about $10 or $11 now. So that $8.50 doesn't sound all that high. It's really less than it was 40 years ago in real terms.
I don't mean this to sound, I don't even know what the word I'm thinking of is, dub, but highfalutin or anything like that.
Yeah.
Would it really matter? Would it make... Let me put it this way. Be nicer, I guess. Somebody making $7.25 going up to $8.50, is that going to be, just in terms of economic terms, and maybe you said this, but I'm trying to understand it, is it an even result on both sides, or does it hurt more than it helps? And again, I'm not trying to be, I don't know if egalitarian would be the word. I know people work very hard and make minimum wage, but would it really make that much of a difference in their lives is what I'm asking, I guess.
Well, again, so what we're talking about is, $40 a week.
Yeah.
It's not going to.
I guess a tank of gas.
It's not going to make a huge difference. But I think, if you're really interested in doing something, you like I said, most people, most places that are making changes are starting with increments of maybe a dollar with a move towards 10 or 11 bucks. So, I mean, if you're really wanting a policy that would make a difference, we'll raise it a dollar a year until we get up to kind of what the long-term average real amount has been. Now, other cities like Seattle and others are talking about $15 an hour. That would be really devastating, here. And also, our cost of living is not as high as it is in some of the other places. But I think a small increase would really not have a whole lot of, actual effect on jobs or on the individuals. So in some sense, it's really as much symbolic as it is anything.
Walter, you know, we're talking about the BCS playoffs before, and I was saying when it comes to Notre Dame, you better watch what you ask for because you're just liable to win your way into playing Alabama. And in a way, I wonder if it applies here in terms of minimum wage, because if you raise it when the economy is good, when the economy contracts, does that mean you're more likely to get a pay cut or just be cut loose completely?
When we get a pay cut, wages are very much what we call sticky. And so they go up, but they almost never go down. Individuals do, but across the board, certainly things like that wouldn't. So yeah, if things go down, then that would increase your probability of being let go. But I think that really the bigger problem, one of the issues that many economists have with minimum wage is that because it hurts the people most are either people with little or no schooling or by definition, young people, teenagers. And yet those are exactly the ones that need to get some work experience, which helps them to move up into better paying jobs. And so if those people are unemployed, it really creates some problems. But like I said, I don't think this proposal will really have a very large effect, just as you said, both because it's not helping them very much. It's also not going to hurt very much.
Do you think it will even come to a vote or anything like that, or is it just
talking?
Well,
that's a political
right
question. I don't want to go there. I'll just deal with the economics.
Gotcha. Anything you want to add, Dub, that we might be missing?
Not that I can think of.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time.
All right. All right.
Have a good day. All right. Walter Dub Lane. I'm talking about minimum wage, associate professor of economics and finance at UNO.